Psalm 136. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever. Now, at the end of every verse in this psalm, it says, for his mercy endures forever. And some of the things that he thanks God for being merciful over will be a bit surprising. Oh, give thanks to the God of gods, for his mercy endures forever. Oh, give thanks to the Lord of lords, for his mercy endures forever. To him who alone does great wonders. It's not just that lots of people, lots of gods or idols do wonderful things, and Yahweh does a few as well. No, he alone does wonderful things, for his mercy endures forever. To him that by wisdom made the heavens, for his mercy endures forever. To him that stretched out the earth above the waters, for his mercy endures forever. To him that made great lights, for his mercy endures forever. The sun to rule by day, for his mercy endures forever. The moon and stars to rule by night, for his mercy endures forever. So all of creation has sort of got God's grace, his mercy, coded into it. Just look at the way things are and realize that they are all there for our sakes, that the whole solar system is really functioning to give us as humans the temperature and the seasonality, etc., that we need to survive on this earth. Then he goes on, to him who smote Egypt in their firstborn, for his mercy endures forever. You might think, well, how could God killing the firstborn of Egypt be a sign of his grace and mercy? Well, here we struggle with the problem of evil, with God doing things which we might think are not right. But we are not the judges. And in the end, in the final end, when we understand, then we will understand that actually this was all the outworking of his grace and mercy. Now, it's like babies or very little children get really angry because they don't understand why their parents are doing something. And we're no different if we get mad with God. Why did you do this? An animal, for example, can't understand, why did you do that to me? Well, it's the same with us. And if we consider that, no, I'm clever enough to understand how God acts and why he acts, I'm afraid we're very proud. And he brought out Israel from among them, for his mercy endures forever. And they didn't really want to come out. They wanted to stay there. And yet, God's mercy endured forever, and that's why he brought them out, even though they didn't deserve it. He brought them out with a strong hand and with a stretched out arm, for his mercy endures forever. To him who divided the Red Sea into parts, for his mercy endures forever. It's really, it was only by grace they were brought out of Egypt. They really, in their hearts, were always there serving the idols of Egypt. But the strong hand of God really wanted to almost force through his plan of saving them. To him who overthrew Pharaoh and his army in the Red Sea, for his mercy endures forever. To him who led his people through the wilderness, for his mercy endures forever. To him who smote great kings, for his mercy endures forever. And slew famous kings, for his mercy endures forever. Sihon, king of the Amorites, for his mercy endures forever. Og, king of Bashan, for his mercy endures forever. And gave their land for an inheritance, for his mercy endures forever. Even an inheritance to Israel, his servant, for his mercy endures forever. Well, Israel weren't really God's servant. They wanted to serve the idols. But again, this was God's mercy enduring to his people, who remembered us in our low estate, for his mercy endures forever, and has redeemed us from our enemies, for his mercy endures forever, who gives food to all flesh, for his mercy endures forever. And God makes his sun rise on the good and the bad, sends his rain on the just and on the unjust. Oh, give thanks to the God of heaven, for his mercy endures forever.